So are there supportive care or other things that patients can do themselves to help? What about diet? Is diet important? Are dietary supplements useful?
Diet can be very important. One example is that in the pediatric inflammatory bowel disease literature for Crohn's disease, in young kids, if they're started on something called an elemental diet, meaning the diet is only kind of the purest form of supplements, can be equivalent to steroids in terms of helping to induce a remission. So equivalent to prednisone without having to take the prednisone.
But you have to be a young person for that.
It's been shown to be, for young children, that has been shown to be effective. And so we do think diet plays a role. The problem is that we have not been able to isolate one diet for all people with Crohn's disease or one diet for all people with ulcerative colitis. What we do in our practice is we often will have our patients work with a nutritionist. And just as you mentioned about keeping a diary of symptoms, keeping a diary is very important as they're eating and trying new foods to help to have an individualized list of foods that may help or worsen their symptoms. And so we work on an individualized approach. Now, I am excited in that there will be a new study that we will be taking a part of here at UNC that's sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, where for the first time, there'll be something called a randomized controlled trial of a dietary intervention, where we're going to be looking specifically at one diet called the specific carbohydrate diet. Some patients feel that this may make their symptoms better, but we don't necessarily have the evidence yet to understand what it does to inflammation in the gut. And this study will be one way where we're trying to assess that. And so I do think as we're getting more therapeutics for the treatment of IBD, different medications, I think understanding the role diet will play is kind of the next frontier of how we're going to manage this disease.